This is episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
The Damned from 1977, from their debut album called Damned, Damned, Damned. And that was New Rose, their debut single from 76.
All wow. Good stuff here. Welcome to Glory's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast later. And listen, at your leisure, you've got Julian Pauly alive in the studio. Steve Roden popped in, but he's popped back out again. You can catch his show Thursdays 10 until 12. It's called The Music Box. Later in this hour, we'll be talking to RPG for his pick of the rocks this week for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date yet again. I think I recognise at least one of the artists we've played before. In the second hour, we've got a final track from our Christmas Punk Band of the Month for July 2026. It's Penetration. We've got our undercover section. But next up, we've got a rather interesting track from 2010.
Create your world, my mother said when I was young.
I'll be tomorrow. I'll be
from all these things I said and done.
Hey!
I said and done. Relieve the pain that haunts my mind. I will be strong.
Don't think you can fool me with stars. I'm going to rain with you.
fired. We'll be right back.
So that was a band called Velvet Revolver, a track called Sliver from the album called Contraband from 2004. And we could hear a few other bands in there, couldn't we, Julie?
A bit of Oasis, Nirvana maybe, but all good stuff nonetheless.
And then a live track from our Bill Nelson's Red Noise from 1979 from the album Sound and Sound, a track called Out of Touch, live at Leicester, De Montfort Hall. And we started out with Voodoo 6, Take the Blame from their 2010 album called Fluke?
Oh, all good stuff, eh? You are listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're here every Monday, 1 till 3, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. All summer I've been playing a couple of tracks related to summer and sunshine. So this is the first of those. It's the oldest track we're going to play today, at 60 years old.
Taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her ma and pa, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. Live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. Ah, oh, save me, save me, save me from this. So pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. Summertime.
We'll be right back.
And that was a Who title track from the album Who Are You from 1978. Brilliant recording. And I think there was a slight naughty word in there. It was very slight.
Blame Steve Roden.
It was very slight. He didn't really emphasise it. And before that, Garbage, Stupid Girl, self-titled album from 1995. And they started out with Kinks 60 years ago from the album Face to Face, their fourth album in 1966, a track called Sunny Afternoon. And I think the bands in them in the 60s weren't happy with the Taxman, were they?
Oh, they certainly weren't. The Beatles did the Taxman as well. But you listen to Glory's Rock Show, of course, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. On digital, if you're in South Yorkshire, sheffieldlive.org. Playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Every Monday, 1 until 3, we should have our PG on the line for his four picks this week. Brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date yet again. Are you there, Paul?
I think I am.
Yes, hey. You are. You never know in this place, Paul. Good stuff.
Keeps you on your toes, doesn't it, equipment?
It certainly does. It's like adapting to climate change, Paul.
Oh, no, that's hot stuff these days.
It certainly is. So, what are your picks for this week then, Paul?
Oh, let's start out somewhere cooler, shall we, with a Swedish metalcore band. They're called Imminence, and the track we're going to hear is Crestfallen, and it's from their new album called Axis Mundi, and that's due out on the 2nd of October. It's on Sumerian Records if you're going looking for it. And I think they're currently at the beginning of a US tour, which will go through the back end of 2026. And they'll be arriving in the UK in January 27th. So they'll be appearing at the Academy Manchester on the 12th of January, and then Brixton Academy on the 13th of 27. So they got together in 2010 with Eddie Berg, who does vocals and plays violin, Harold Barrett and Alex Arnoldson, who are the guitar players, and Christian Huya, who's the bass player. That's Imminence and Crestfallen. Where to next? Let's see. Something a bit darker, shall we? Yeah, Some Days Are Darker is the name of the band. They're a three-piece band from New York City. The track we're going to hear from them is Dead Romance, and they are Leah Mason, who's vocals, guitar, and he's the songwriter in the band. They got together in 2019. And that's with Chris Martin. No, not that one, another one. on bass, guitars and synths, and they're backed up by Robbie Williamson.
What a band this is turning out to be, Paul.
Close, eh? Who's on drums and synths, and also programming and production. That's Some Days Are Darker with Dead Romance. And then an old friend on our third position, Jody Langford from buzzing city of Hull. And the track from her is Dog Versus Bear. And we played several tracks from her before. She's a spoken word artist. That's how she started out. And she began writing and performing at the Warren Youth Project in Hull back in 2016. Mm. And I think we played something from even that far back with her. she collaborates with a local producer who goes by the name of End of Level Baddie. they started out with a remix of one of their spoken word tracks, and that was for the 3 Minute Heroes project in Hull. So Jody and Dog Versus Bear, it's her take on the frayed sort of state of politics and people, I think, in the UK. So an interesting track from Jody Langford with Dog Versus Bear. And then we can wind up with Cheval, who are going to do the track AI Phobias. It's from their latest album, which is called Bright as Blasphemy. They're based in Chicago. They originally got together in 1995 in Grays Lake, Illinois, and they're soon to set out on the Breaking Benjamin tour, they're calling it. that I think they're starting out in the States, so maybe a while before they get to us. They are Pete Lofler, who's guitar and vocals, and his brother Sam Lofler on drums. Matt Scott was with the band back then, but he's been replaced for touring by Kemble Walters in 2021 up to the date. And if you're wondering where the name Chevelle comes from, it's because as the brothers were growing up, one of the cars that was used for drag racing around them was the Chevrolet Chevelle.
Oh, I say.
Yeah, so Chevelle and AI phobia is all about the problems of coming to terms with artificial intelligence use.
Excellent. So, my friend had a car, that same car, an old one, and we used to call it Shove It because it always broke down. Yeah, exactly.
Vauxhall Shove It.
Yeah, Vauxhall Shove It, we called it. But anyway, there you go. Excellent. Yeah. Sit back and enjoy your tracks.
Thank you, Paul.
We'll speak to you Saturday, Life Science Radio Show as well.
Great.
Bye-bye, Paul. Bye-bye, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Did I let you down? Did I wear a hollow crown? Did I make you feel something so?
T.
Was it easy, love me? We were free and our hearts were young. Was it easy, leave me? After all I've done. Deadly games a lover's play.
To Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah.
AI Phobia by Chevelle, Jodie Langford with Dog vs. Bear before that, Some Days Are Darker with a track called Dead Romance, and then Imminence with Crestfall, and they were RPG's picks for Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM this week, four brand new releases. We are fast coming to the end of this first hour. We're going to play out with Blondie, I Know But I Don't Know, and a bit of Marillion with Fish, of course, with Kaylee. Stick with us for the second hour.
Hey, you know...
By the way.
Oh, the joys of CDs, eh? Sorry about that. That should be Marillion with Kaylee there. Doesn't want to play. I'll take that off and I'll just play out with a little bit of something else. But do stick with us for the second half.